This time, we had a chat with Safia Velji, who's the innovation manager at the Kenya Red Cross. Kenya Red Cross recently adopted the Sarafu blockchain e-vouchers in partnership with Grassroots Economics. And so far, they've had amazing success in adoption. Take a listen.
Safia, so I know that you work for Kenya Red Cross as the innovation manager. So I just want to understand the recent adoption of blockchain e-vouchers that you are undertaking right now in partnership with Grassroots Economics. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about those e-vouchers.
Sure, thanks. Like you said, I'm Safia. I work at Kenya Red Cross, the innovation manager. We met Will from Grassroots about almost a year ago, where he came and he told us about these e-vouchers that that his company or his organization is implementing, and how it could be something that the Red Cross and other organizations could introduce as part of recovery and you know, working up with communities that are disaster affected. And we were interested in the concept because it looked at really strengthening resilience of communities and empowering communities. So you find, like, often in the event of a disaster, it's not that people don't have skills or they don't have anything to sell. It's usually just the medium of exchange that is missing. So it seemed like a really a good and you know, a different approach to the way we normally do humanitarian aid. And as Kenya Red Cross and as many organizations, what we usually do is we do a cash transfer to households affected. And what you will find normally is that a lot of the cash that's given out is spent outside of the community. So they're not really buying from each other, or they're not really, you know, helping to grow each other's trade. So what this enabled them to do is then actually trade amongst themselves and to purchase goods or skills from within themselves, the resources that they have. And that's so empowering in a way. And it's, you know, it lifts entire communities out of poverty in that sense. So I think that's why we were really interested in it, and the fact that it incorporated blockchain, which means that to the communities, to our donors, we would be more accountable, there would be transparent transactions. So in that sense, it was also an attractive solution to us. And just as Kenya Red Cross, we like to be innovative, we want to be disruptive. And it seemed like this was a solution that we could really take invest in or take a risk with.
All right. First of all, how long has it been running?
So not long at all, actually. The project kicked off in February, and then we started implementing in Mukuru, Kayaba, in beginning of April. So it hasn't been long at all, actually, about 6 weeks now.
Okay.
Yeah. So, so what we've been doing right now is essentially doing a lot of the community entry activities. So, having meetings with local administration, with the village elders, with the Kenya Red Cross volunteers on the ground. So we work in Mukuru. So we already have systems and structures in place and how we work with the community. So we've been taking this opportunity to explain the concept of Sarafu, how it can help them, how it works. And so what we've been doing for the last 3 weeks is now supporting in mobilizing people to use Sarafu. And so that has involved working with our volunteers on ground to spread messages around how can we use Sarafu, how can it help in this time of COVID when you know, the national currency is it's scarce, people are not earning as much. How can using Sarafu make sure that you you're still able to meet your basic needs, whether it's food, water, and other commodities that can protect you from the virus, so like soap or clean water. So yeah, and now we're now focusing efforts on how can we ensure that people are trading and they continue to trade and they see the value in Serapu. So in the last month, we've actually seen a huge upsurge in the number of people using Serapu. So we've had like almost 2,000 people register since April the 6th. And we have seen almost $95,000 worth of transactions occurring within the community. And that's a total of about 22,000 transactions. So as you can see, like, people are spending it and they are using it. Of course, there's been a huge surge in the number of people registering. But the fact that the amount of money invested in this pilot, which was about $2,700, has yielded transactions almost worth $95,000. So I think that those numbers speak for itself, actually.
Wow. Okay, that's quite impressive.
Yeah.
Moving forward, do you see you continuing with this post-COVID, or how are you looking at such this program? Because obviously, it has proven to be very successful.
Yeah, so I mean, it's still early days, and the idea is how can we now focus efforts on making sure people continue to trade and make it a sustainable option. And then we're also being faced with the disaster of floods, so how can we now scale up the learnings that we've had and maybe take it to more rural areas where communities that are recovering from floods can now take this up as part of the resilience building activities, and how do we package this in a way that now donors can see the value of using community currencies.
All right. Thank you so much for those updates, Safiya. We really appreciate.
No problem.
All right, thanks.